Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
That's what that sacrifice did in the old covenant. It didn't cure them. It's like pulling a weed. You just take the top of the weed off. You know what happens? That weed comes right back. You have to take it out by the roots. And that's what Jesus did. The Old Testament, it just kind of took the top off. It was a covering. You know what you saw. But underneath, was that still that? It was still there. You never take away. And then verse number 12. But this man, and by the way, that changes everything. I put that in my notes. But this man, Jesus Christ, he changes everything. He changes everyone. What a contrast. All the plurality of the Levite priest over the centuries. Oh, how many there were? Hundreds, at least. Because when one died, well, here comes another one, here comes another, here comes another. You know, constant hundreds. Yay, thousands, I would say, safe to say. Because you have more than just one priest. There were many priests doing what all. The thousands of priests that continually over the centuries could not accomplish what this one man could do in just a few hours on the cross of Calvary. But this man, he offered one sacrifice for sin. And I made a note about this, about that one sacrifice. It's enough. It was enough. Difference between that and all the millions of little lambs that was brought and goats or what the doves, whatever was brought to the priest for sacrifice. Jesus' sacrifice, his one sacrifice, was enough. Not like the millions, but one and only one. And his sacrifice, we see in this verse, forever. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Spurgeon said this. Y'all know I read a lot of different commentators. Spurgeon said this. And I want you to note, okay, it's up on the board. He said you can move that comma and still be a good translation from and move it to sins and read it this way. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. That's pretty good. The way we read it, and this is, I'm sure there's no mistakes in King James Bible. It's the way it's supposed to be. But Charles Haddon just called to our attention how it could have been there and it's still been true. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. By the way, ain't it amazing what one, just moving one, the meaning of something? I learned this years ago when I went to Bible college. Years ago, it was Florida Baptist School at the time. And Sister June Adams was our speech teacher. Dr. Adams was the president, and June Adams was our... And I never learned anything, you could tell. Okay, she sure tried hard with me. But anyway, I never forget how you would emphasize things. And she had us, as a lesson, say three words. I love you. And we'd have to emphasize each word differently. And each time you did, it meant something different. I love you. I love you. I love you. I mean, that's kind of a silly thought. But she was talking about how when you emphasize words, the words you emphasize, it draws a completely different meaning. And that's what Charles Haddon Spurgeon said about that. And when I read that this week, I thought, wow. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever he sat down on the right hand of God. What a wonderful thought. But the way it reads is after that he had offered sacrifices for sins forever, sat down. Isn't that pretty neat? That probably, I labored the point, but in Bible study, wonderful. Open just nuggets of gold that you don't see. Anyway, it goes on. Notice that he sat down. Why did he sit down? Was he tired? Because he was tired. He sat down because his work was complete. It also pictured a thing of rest. The fact that our great high priest is now seated on the right hand of God shows his position of authority, speaking of Christ, and the Father's acceptance of the Son's sacrifice. Isaiah 53, I didn't have this marked. Let me read just two verses here in Isaiah 53. Beginning in verse number 9, speaking of Christ. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord, Jehovah, God the Father, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. God the Father did this to his son. Jesus willingly went to the cross of Calvary to pay our sin debt. And that's what this verse said. He put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the travail of his soul. The Father shall see the travail of the Son and shall be satisfied. That's what this is speaking of here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, that he set down once and for all. The completion of Christ's work, his shed blood in one sacrifice for the cleansing of our sin. What a contrast to the ceaseless, unending labor of the Levitical priest who offered sacrifices day after day, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, over and over again. And the Bible says in verse number 11, the same sacrifice. Their work was never finished, but Christ is now seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. There can be no more offering and no more sacrifice for sin. His position of authority will never change, and it will be forever. That's what this verse is saying here. Forever, set down on the right hand of God. Verse number 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Literally what this verse is saying, God is telling, sit down and rest till I make your enemies your footstool. This quote is coming from, I want to read Psalm 110, verses 1 through 7. This was penned thousands of years earlier by Psalmist David. It's a prophetic psalm. Greg, we put that up, but I want to see Psalm 110, verse number 1. It begins, "The Lord said unto my Lord." We see the Lord is Jehovah God, Father, said unto my Lord, that's Jesus Christ. You get the picture. Father is speaking to the Son. "Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of thy holiness. From the womb of thy morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent." He's not changing his mind about this. "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Isn't that interesting? Now, by the way, this is God speaking to the Son. "The Lord is at thy right hand. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries." And it goes on. "He shall drink of the brook in the way, and therefore he shall lift up, shall he lift up the head." This is yet future. That hasn't happened yet. But Jesus Christ will rule and reign in the millennium. It speaks, Psalm 110, verses 1 through 7, speaks of his second coming in his revelation. Then we read in Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 6. "Who is that cometh from Edom," which is, by the way, is over in Jordan, or around where Petra is, and I wish I could talk with that for a while, "with the dyed garments from Bozra. This that is glorious to in his apparel, traveling in his greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save." Verse number 2. "Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I've trodden the winepress alone, and the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger and will trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment." This blood was not his blood, it's the blood of the enemies.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.